Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Labor Day weekend is here. You ready for some football? Steve Jones Show, News Radio 1070. WKOK, Sean Carey here. Steve will be there in just a moment in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai, North 4th Street Auto Plaza Sunbury, and Sunbury Motors Kia on the strip routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. Stay in touch with us. We're on Facebook. Give us a like. We're on Twitter. Give us a follow. Twitter follow at Steve. Our Twitter handle is at Steve Jones PSU. And our email, stevejones@wkok.com. Nice little spike in numbers this week with our podcast. Thank you for downloading. If you're listening to us on the podcast now, thank you, thank you. And give us a little five-star rating. If you're listening to us through iTunes or your Apple Podcast app, you're on Google Play. You can find us there, too. Search Steve Jones Show. Hit that subscribe button, and we'll drop the shows to your smartphone and tablet and catch up on them here during the holiday weekend. As we're now just a little over 24 hours away from kickoff in Beaver Stadium between Penn State and Idaho. Of course, we'll have that for you live here on News Radio 1070. WKOK beginning with the tailgate show 2 p.m. and the kick at 3:30. Friday edition of our show, always brought to you by Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Great deals happening through Tuesday. Low price on Bud and Bud Light, 18-pack cans, $10.47. Labatt and Labatt Light, 16-ounce, 24-pack cans, $17.97. And 12-pack cans of Arnold Palmer, $15.99. Great lineup of brews, other drinks, water, soda, plenty of snacks, pickle bar too. And ice, all that you'll need for what you'll be doing this weekend for the long holiday weekend. Brewers Outlet, the beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Nate Bauer is going to join us. We'll get some Penn State football conversation going. Also, we'll have our first batch of picks coming up at 4:35. Steve's brother, Kevin Jones, will be checking in from Connecticut. High school football week 2 across the central Susquehanna Valley tonight here on News Radio 1070. WKOK Shikellamy will be at Central Columbia. Kevin Herr and the Chief Dave Ritchie will be on at 6:30. On 100.9 The Valley, it's the first home game of the season for Lewisburg at Christie at Bucknell as they take on struggling Central Mountain. And then you got a rematch of the District 4 Quad A Championship between Jersey Shore and the Seawinds Grove Seals from Thompson Street Stadium. That's on Eagle 107 tonight, beginning at 6 with game day. And then Coach Derek Hicks' his pregame interview with Pat O'Brien at 6:30. And the kickoff at 7 with Pat and Dave Hess. We'll have scoreboard updates all night long at WKOK.com. Just click the high school scoreboard banner. So, a lot going on. High school football tonight. Penn State tomorrow. Bucknell opens up their season. It's the beginning of the Dave Cicchini era. In Lewisburg, they'll be in Philadelphia at Lincoln Financial Field against Temple. That'll be on Eagle 107, 2:30 pregame with Kevin Herr, along with Doug Birdsong, the voice of the Bison, and Matt Catrillo roaming the sidelines at Lincoln Financial Field tomorrow.
I'll tell you, Doug and Matt are going to do a great job. What? Something I miss?
We'll see how he gets through tonight with week 2 of the Braves call tonight.
Look, here's the bottom line. He's too busy to do this show. Oh, but we have plenty of time on Saturday to go to Lincoln Financial. Okay. We understand where the bread is buttered. It's not like some of us don't have radio network jobs and we still find time to be on WKOK.
Doug's actually finding time to pick Kevin up and then hop back on the highway. Now, that's a team member right there.
Doug is the ultimate team guy.
That's right.
Okay, Doug is not just a great broadcaster, and Doug is a great play-by-play guy. Right? Doug's just a great guy, great teammate. It's not just about Doug.
No.
It's not just about Matty Ice.
Uh-uh.
And then there's the third guy.
What do they call them? Third wheel?
No.
They're
no.
Third wheel.
You know what I refer to them as? I refer to them as the sun. Because everything has to revolve around them. Now, on our network, we too will have a Matt on the sideline tomorrow. Derek Williams is scheduled to work the game, but Derek also works during the week, and he has business in Texas he has to take care of tomorrow. Or I guess he's in Texas now, and he can't make it back in time for the game because of his job that took him to Texas. So tomorrow, Matt McGloin is going to fill in on the sideline. So there you go.
Wonderful.
A little West Scranton feel.
Yeah.
For the broadcast.
Yeah.
A little West Scranton feel. And it's really great because, I mean, he played in the NFL, you know, and he takes a team approach. The guy to my right, Hall of Famer. He's in 11 different Halls of Fame. Team guy. Right? I like to think I'm a team guy. They've indicated they think I am. There's no, like, okay, none of us are, we're all planets revolving around the game. Not one of us is the sun that feels the whole thing revolves around them. And then there's the Bucknell broadcast. Matty Ice, terrific. Doug, the ultimate team guy, awesome play-by-play guy. And all of them have to acquiesce to one guy. I mean, does Dave Cicchini knows what does he know what he's in for?
Well, he'll have a clearer picture tomorrow night about 6:30.
Look, you just tell him to keep listening for the next 15 minutes. I'll give him a clear picture. I think that set up the segment well, don't you think?
Yeah.
So, Shikalimi, are they on the road tonight?
We compare our boy to the sun, right? Could be worse. Could be another planet up there. Could be Uranus. Take that for what it's worth.
Sean Carey.
Hey, it's Friday. You're having a little fun here.
Sean Carey.
I just mentioned a planet.
The last person I thought that
I
would mention
a planet.
The last person I thought that would ever mention the
what
planet
are you thinking?
Next, the planet next to Neptune.
Could be worse. Could be Uranus. We'll take the sun instead.
It's the planet next to Neptune.
Okay.
Right? Then there's Pluto. That's another one we could compare him to.
Wasn't Pluto squidooshed a couple of years ago? Doesn't Pluto like no longer exist? Wasn't Pluto struck from the astronomical?
It's struck from the solar system. Okay. But I'm sorry, I grew up with Pluto as a planet. It takes 239 years to go around the sun, so it's going around.
Still there?
Yeah. Here, let's Google Pluto.
So it's like an unknown. It's like when Prince changed his name to an unpronounceable symbol. You couldn't call him anything.
They call it like a dwarf planet or something like that.
Okay.
Here it is. It's a dwarf planet in the Kuiper Belt, a ring of bodies beyond Neptune. And you know what the planet is in front of Neptune. And it was the first Kuiper Belt object to be discovered and is the largest known Plutoid, a.k.a. ice dwarf. Okay, so I'm looking at the northern hemisphere of Pluto in true color. It looks like a planet to me. And then Clyde Thornburg, for goodness sakes, he discovered it. Now Clyde's family, they have nothing.
Ugh.
It's awful. Nope. High resolution of Pluto. Oh, man. Hey, that is some look. Enhanced color to bring out differences in surface composition. Oh, man, you can see the Everglades. Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong planet. See, now, every once in a while, though, Neptune is further out than Pluto. Wow. Saturn and Uranus never change. Okay, just so you know. Always in the same order. I knew you'd ask.
I was wondering.
All right, so they're saying size of the Earth, the Moon, and Pluto. So the Pluto's actually smaller than the Moon. You know, we could make the suit famous.
Oh, how so?
We could send him to Pluto. He could be the first human to be on Pluto.
That'd be cool.
Oh, it would be, because it would take 250 years to get there. And you know how we'll get him there? We'll tell him there's an IndyCar race. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
You've patiently waited all summer to buy that new car or truck.
Well, this is it.
Hurry into all Sunbury Motors locations now through Saturday.
At Sunbury Motors Ford,
it's the final days of the Hurry Up and Save sales event. Choose from over 100 new 2019 Ford F-150s with discounts as high as $14,500. And choose from over 50 2019 Ford Escapes. They start at $17,985.
At Sunbury Motors Hyundai,
a 2019 Hyundai Kona SE starts at just $28,052. There's 13 2019 Tucson SEs starting at $22,619. And a 2020 Elantra SE is under 20 grand at $19,089.
At Sunbury Motors Kia,
there's 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia Optimas, Sportages, Cadenzas, Sedonas, and Serenos. Your interest rate will be zero until 2025.
And the summer with a new vehicle from Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Sunbury Motors.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Sean, we need to tailgate. You can't tailgate unless you go to Brewers Outlet. You can tailgate, but it's not really going to be any good unless you go to Brewers Outlet.
You want next level tailgate. Come on now.
Oh, look, do you want to go there and everybody go, I'm going to go over here to the Anderson's tailgate, because guess what? They went to Brewers Outlet. I mean, seriously, that's what it comes down to. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drink, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day in the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, although Buhner likes garlic. That is an option. Indeed, second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Labor Day, car deals. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. So there you go. I'll have to call my man here at some point. I'll do that at 3:30. I'll talk to my guy. I don't mean my bookie. I mean the running joke Jack and I have now is that tomorrow begins the 20th season, right? Which means each of us in our positions as play-by-play and color, we've each done our jobs longer than anybody else in the history of the network. And now in my case, I think people are surprised to hear that, but it's that, believe it or not, it's true. And Jack looks, he says, you know, do you realize that there are some marriages that don't last 20 years? I said, some? I said, some? A lot of them don't last 20 years. We have a blast up there.
You do, and it comes through over the air. And the great thing is just being in the, having the honor to be in the box a couple times, catching you guys do your thing. What's really cool, during the breaks, you guys continue the conversation, and it just sounds so natural then when the on-air light's on.
Oh, believe me, we carry the conversation through the breaks. What's going on out there? I don't know. Thought you knew. And then what will happen, again, Matt's going to fill in for Derek tomorrow because Derek can't be here tomorrow. So same thing. We'll talk to Matt a little bit during, hey, Matt, what are you seeing out there, so that we can come out of a break and make sure he's fully integrated with what's going on. So this will be he'll do a great job.
Did he take take your class?
Matt did not. No, that's why he's successful.
it's not what I meant, but
trying to think what all these successful Penn State broadcasters have in common. What didn't they do? Although I'll say this, I got the nicest tweet. Could you send it to me? Of Matt Freeler.
Oh, I'm glad you got that. I forgot to follow up with you on that you received that.
Yep, and Ellie French. And they took my class in the spring. And they're two really talented people. Matt's very talented. Ellie is, it's going to be great. And it turned out they got jobs at the same TV station down south. So they're doing the high school roundup, and then they're leading into the next day's college football. I want to say they're in Alabama. And they did their first broadcast on a Friday night together last Friday, and they sent this really nice thank you to me on Twitter. And the two of them know darn well I have no capability of opening it up.
They are at WTOK in Meridian, Mississippi.
Meridian, Mississippi.
Yeah.
And they're two really talented people. Meridian, Mississippi, with all due respect to all the good people of Meridian, that will not be their last stop. They will move up the ladder, and they'll do it probably with a really nice pace of moving up. But what I did was I was able to open it up. I guess I opened it up on Twitter, but I also opened it up on Facebook, and I thanked them on Facebook. I know the mere thought that I used Facebook will shock anybody that I've got all. One day my daughter, Jen, she says, I was looking at your Facebook page. Now, you know I only took the Facebook page as a domain. In fact, you know who gave me that idea? It was Jay Paterno. Jay said that he talked to his dad and me about having our own Facebook pages, just so we had the domain where instead of having somebody like do something under my name. Oh, did you hear what Steve Jones wrote? Right. Now, I didn't write that. I don't have a Facebook page. All right, well, so I did that for domain reasons. Then she looks. She says, you know how many thousand friends you have? I said, no. So I did post a thank you to them on Facebook because I thought it was the easiest thing to do.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now, from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Well, it was an enlightening conversation during the break about how one can rip off the big media company on per diem. Wow. Sean, that had to be educational listening to that. I was blown away.
I learned a lot, too, man. It's all about the stipend. Pretty nice.
Wow.
Where do I sign up?
It's unbelievable. I mean, I'm going to have to tell Jack this. I mean, we've actually been out there trying to play by the rules. Well, I'll tell you, some people get a little bit of power. Jeez, and all of a sudden, like, it doesn't take long for corruption to set in, does it? Remember, there's absolute power. There's power that it corrupts absolutely.
I keep seeing him in the bigger office down the hall. I just said, just move in already. What are you waiting for? Christmas? It's like, come on.
Just move in. Put some pictures up. I mean, you know, I mean, I'm just going to, like, go to Target or something. Just get some pictures. I mean, have people go in. Oh, you're kids? No.
I mean, he'll be at Central Columbia tonight. He can sneak into the gym, get the bowling banner that's been hanging up there for decades. Oh. You can put that in the office.
And you can put that, he should have a rec room, right? Put that bowling banner there.
Man cave. Man cave.
Right? Says 298 on it. And every day he looks at it, he can think of those two pins standing. All right, so.
Well, actually, he had the man cave till Suit Light came back, so, you know.
Oh. Well, that is going to be a decades-long process. Decades. Right? Suit Light's going to get married. She's going to call him Dad 20 years from now. Two of them will walk up from the man cave, at least the one that should be. Hi, Dad. He's going to wonder where life went.
Like Mama's family and Vint and Naomi were living in the basement. The trailer deal fell through.
Yeah. Why'd you get a job, son? Why? We're good. It's no rent. It's all good. Yeah. Can we put in our order for dinner tonight?
Yeah. I got a stipend. I'll see you Tuesday. I'm out.
I mean, really, don't forget to tip your waitress. Sean is back Tuesday at 3 o'clock. He's on a roll today. He's gone from planets to this. All right, with that, we bring in the head coach of the Lady Lion basketball team, Carolyn Keeger. Hello, Carolyn. Welcome. It's great to have you back as you go into your first full Penn State football weekend.
Awesome to be here, as always.
It's going to be, now you experienced the blue-white game, but this is going to be your first Penn State football weekend. How excited are you, not just by that, but also by what the possibilities can be when you really hit high gear in recruiting in the fall?
Yeah, I mean, I've been waiting for this for a long time. You know, this is going to be quite the experience. I can't wait to feel the energy. Can't wait to be in the building, watch Coach Franklin's team, and see the guys out there in full force. I mean, I've heard it's pretty hard to put into words, and it's one of the most amazing sporting events you can go to. So I can't wait. I'm sure I'll have some chills as I see my first game.
I want to ask you about the job Greg Miskinis has done, because Greg stepped in and worked with your team all summer. You've had a chance now to see them again. What kind of job did he do?
He crushed it. He really did. He did a phenomenal job with our team, not only from – you know, changing the bodies, changing their work habits, but he's really helped instill our culture and from a mentality standpoint of what it's going to take to be elite, what it's going to take to turn this program back into a contender. I couldn't have asked for a better summer. You know, our players, we had our first team workout this morning, and they were just awesome. You know, the energy was there. They were talking. They were holding each other accountable. So, For 8 weeks in the summer, from the games that we had in the weight room on the court, I couldn't ask for a better start. The players are bought in, and I think that speaks volumes for the work Greg did.
All right, so I want to get to that part, because the players that you have right now, this is your first team. They're the ones that can set the tone of what the culture you want it to be, so that when you're recruiting, they will be the prime examples of that culture. Have they embraced it, and what's impressed you about how they've embraced it?
Yeah, they absolutely have. You know, we lay out our culture in a way where everyone is on the same page. Everything is defined. There's one standard, one mission. Everyone's on the same page. And I think our players have really embraced that, bought into it, and are enjoying it. You know, this isn't going to be an easy road, and nobody wants it that way. And they're learning to love the hard, rolling up their sleeves, holding each other accountable, which I think is huge. Obviously, you know, you want a player-led program. That's what we're all trying to get to. When your players start holding each other accountable and telling people to redo reps and to go harder because that's the standard, or, hey, that's not good enough, that's when you know you're really making the impact and making a dent. And I think we're there. You know, you can see them. Like today, you know, we have our workout, and they're fixing stuff before our coaches have to, and that's speaking volumes.
What kind of pressure does that take off a coach when you do get leadership and you can then lock in on being a coach and not having to be the counselor?
Well, I think it's vital, and I think that's where you have your championship teams, and that's where you have, you know, your programs that sustain that winning culture through the years and don't just have one or two good seasons, is, you know, that the players just keep passing it on to the next class, and then the next class takes it and gives it to the next class, and pretty soon it becomes habitual, and it's just the way of life for the program. It's the way everybody walks. It's the way everybody talks, and everybody that's surrounded by your program is getting the same feel, the same energy, regardless if it's a freshman or a senior or an assistant coach or the head coach, and everybody's in one unison, you know, form, and it becomes a machine after a while. So that's the goal, and we're going to try to instill that every single day. Obviously, it's a process, and we're working towards that, you know, 200 feet at a time, every practice, every weight session, every, you know, team meeting we have. So I'm excited because Penn State is such an amazing place to sell, and they have such an opportunity to be here as student-athletes, and they know they want that, and they know they want to make the jersey in a better place. So they're really latching on right now.
What does the culture do to properly channel good times? And then what does culture do, in your opinion, the way you've set it up, so that when tough times happen, everybody is locked in and locked arm in arm together?
Yeah, I think that's, you know, when stuff is going easy and stuff is going well, that's when, you know, it's easy for them to, you know, be on the same page. You know, we have a thing that we talk about, no BCD, no blaming, no complaining, no getting defensive. So that's during the good times, that's during the bad times. And, you know, right now we haven't hit adversity yet. We've been training, it's not been easy, but, you know, there's no win or loss tag to that. There's no lose or go home. There's no, you know, conference title race online, and I think that's what you're working towards. You know, in the pressure of those moments, you know, when every bucket matters, when every stop matters, and, you know, you got other stuff that you have to do as a team to perform for each other to get that W. And so that's why we do what we do all summer long. That's why we make strength and conditioning hard. That's why practice are intense, and we're holding each other accountable for those moments. Because at any given time, any given season, you know, you're going to be tested. And the ones that don't break are the ones that stay together and have that culture and have that mission and are aligned with the same purpose, I should say.
It's one thing for you to sit down and look at video and break down the returning players. You may even look at it as an eye, as how an opposing coach would look at them. Now that you've had a chance to get to know them, what kind of people do you have in conjunction with being basketball players?
Oh, guys, we have such a great group of young women. And I think, you know, obviously I know the tradition that Penn State has, not only on the floor but in the classroom. And I have just been it's just been a joy to get to know them as people and their families. And they are just amazing. On the court, in the classroom, we got a 3.23 this summer, so they're latching into working really hard there too. But they're a funny group, they're a great group, they take care of each other, and they just represent the jersey with a lot of class.
This is obviously new for all of them, and you do have the option, if you wish, of eventually, if you want to go with 15, you can go with 15. If you want to go with 11, you can go with 11. Recruiting-wise, is there a number you want to have in mind for the first couple of years that you think would be the best number for Kara Peager's program initially?
Yeah, I don't know if there's that magic number every year. I think it changes year by year based on, you know, your recruiting classes and, you know, what your current roster looks like. You know, ideally, you know, you want to find that sweet spot where you have enough depth and you can sustain some unfortunate injuries. So for us right now, we're just going out there and trying to recruit the best possible people, students, and players we can, matching up with our vision, matching up with Penn State's mission. And, you know, if that equals 15, amazing. If that equals 11, great. So whatever it may be, we're just trying to get the best possible fit we can.
You and I, of course, did the Scranton event together. You were a quarterback club the other day. One of the two of us was late. So what's been the reception that when you've gone around and talked to people and had your opportunities, not just with groups, but also one-on-one with people about Lady Lion basketball?
Yeah, people are electric. They really are. And I've heard it before. I've seen it from afar. But when you're really in it and you're around people who have pride for Penn State, I mean, the Penn Staters, they're just... They're loyal. They want to know what's going on. They want to ask in-depth questions. They want to get to know you as a person, not just a coach. So the reception and the welcoming has been phenomenal. And I can't speak enough for the fans here in Happy Valley and honestly throughout Pennsylvania and all over. They've been just, I'd say, the buy-in and the excitement is really buzzing right now. And, it's our job to continue that and to get them excited. But I think everyone is really going to enjoy the product that's produced.
Basketball rules in terms of practices are different than the football rules. What are you allowed to do with them in the month of September until the door opens where you can then go with full practices?
So right now we're in our 8 hours. So we get 8 hours a week. Four can be on the court with a ball. Okay. Four can be in the weight room. And then starting September 24th, it's go time. So we have full practice. So we only really have 4 weeks without, full practice, which is crazy. You know, basketballs nowadays are pretty much a year-round sport with the time that we get with them in the summer. A lot of time to create that chemistry, a lot of time to fix habits and, gain that momentum that we need.
What have you discovered anything about yourself? Because you've been at other jobs before, but then you come in here. Have you found out something about yourself maybe even you didn't know before?
Well, I find stuff as I go, right? There's always something new. There's always a new challenge, and that is something that excites me about coming here. Is I'm somebody who's very goal-oriented, someone who's very receptive to challenge and to change. And so for me, coming here, Penn State is very different than Marquette. It's very different than Miami. Happy Valley is a very different city than I've ever lived in. So, learning people, learning the area, learning Penn State, there's just so much newness right now that every day I'm learning. And I think for me, that's helping me grow as a person because, you're throwing into the fire with having to learn how Penn State operates, what the curriculum is like, the new town, find a place to live, take care of your staff. So, there's a lot to take over a program, and that's all, not even just talking about your culture yet. So, it's organization, it's time management, and honestly, the best thing that you learn as you go is delegation because you can't do this on my own, and I have an amazing staff, best staff in the country, and I'm so thankful to have them, and, they make me better every day, and they take care of, the ins and outs of the program. So hopefully all the fans get to meet my staff as much as they're getting to meet me and see how wonderful they are.
Well, they would have given you leeway on Wednesday if you were a little bit late. That's the difference between you and me. Okay?
You recovered very well.
Fast.
We saw the you sprinting in. That's all that going. Matters. Max effort. We saw you sprinting.
Okay. Carolyn. All right, let's get something straight. At my age, that actually was a sprint. For anybody else, it was a leisurely jog.
Hey, that's why I said sprint.
That's why you're the motivator. You're the coach, okay? You could build somebody up. Carolyn, always a pleasure. You know everybody around here is behind you all the way, so best of luck, and we can't wait to talk with you more as the season goes.
Absolutely, Steve. Can't wait for the game tomorrow. Starting out with the W.
Carolyn Keeger, Lady Lionhead basketball coach. Nate Bauer next half hour, and then the King has selected the games that we will be picking. Sean is the defending champion. The suit is what, the five-time defending bowl champ?
It's a fistful, yep.
Yeah, I wouldn't have phrased it that way, but that does bring up several things we could say. I'll give him a fistful. We'll come back with more in a moment on News Radio 1070 WKOK, brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet.
You've patiently waited all summer to buy that new car or truck.
Well, this is it.
Hurry into all Sunbury Motors locations now through Saturday.
At Sunbury Motors Ford.
It's the final days of the Hurry Up and Save sales event. Choose from over 100 new 2019 Ford F-150s with discounts as high as $14,500. And choose from over 50 2019 Ford Escapes. They start at $17,985.
At Sunbury Motors Hyundai.
A 2019 Hyundai Kona SE starts at just $28,52. There's 13 2019 Tucson SEs starting at $22,619. And a 2020 Elantra SE is under 20 grand at $19,089.
At Sunbury Motors Kia,
there's 0% financing for up to 75 months on select 2019 Kia Optimus, Sportages, Cadenzas, Sedonas, and Serenos. Your interest rate will be zero until 2025.
And the summer with a new vehicle from Sunbury Motors Ford Lincoln Hyundai in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza and at Sunbury Motors Kia on the Strip in Hummel's Wharf.
Sunbury Motors.
Brewers Outlet, Brewers Outlet, Brewers Outlet, Bud Light 1047, Bud Light 1047, Bud Light 1047, Brewers Outlet, Brewers Outlet, Bud Light 1047, Bud Light 1047. Now that's what I'm talking about. Brewers Outlet has Bud and Bud Light 18-pack 12-ounce cans for just $10.47. Get it? We got it. Pickles, ice, cigars, lottery, and all your beverage and party needs are a one-stop shop at The Beverage Supermarket, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury.
Welcome back. Great to have you with us. Airtime 2 o'clock tomorrow, 3:30, the kickoff, Penn State and Idaho at Beaver Stadium. Next half hour, Nate Bauer will join us. We'll talk about the game tomorrow and some things that he is looking for in the game. So that's what's coming up. It's interesting. I had somebody last night saying, oh, how excited are you for the first game? And I said, oh, yeah, you know, it's the first game. Because, like, I enjoy every game. And he said, so there's like four or five people. And they had like the suit moment. How nervous do you get, especially for a first game? And I looked at my, Kathy starts laughing. She says, he doesn't get nervous. I'm sorry. I feel like I let everybody down when I do that.
You're even like, keel. It doesn't matter if it's week one or if you're in Indianapolis the first Saturday night in December or if you're in the Rose Bowl. I mean, you treat each one with the same level of importance and preparation. And, you know, because you know what it takes for a great broadcast.
Well, this is what I tell my class. It's quite simple. You, each game, and you've heard me say this 1,000 times, but I'll do 1,001. Each game takes on its own personality. You don't know what you're going to get. You may get a game like Michigan 2 years ago in Beaver Stadium. It's going to be tight, exciting, da-da-da, and Penn State blows them out. Or you may get Appalachian State last year in the opener. Oh, Appalachian State. And all of a sudden the game's in overtime. So you don't know what you're going to get. So you prepare every game like it's a blowout. You prepare every game like it's tight. And you then begin the process with your brushes verbally of painting the picture. That's what you do. Now, let's be honest about it. I've had the greatest advantage of anybody in this job ever. And the greatest advantage I've had has been Jack. It's the greatest advantage anybody could have in this job is to have Jack Ham sitting next to you. Well, at that point, what is there to get nervous about? Nothing. You try to do your part. And that's the greatest advantage you can have. And I'm the one that has that advantage. So, I got a nice text from Wheels, by the way. Some great stuff from Wheels about the team, a little bit about baseball. Restraining order about the suit. I guess he got it extended. Okay. Yeah. So I brought up the bowling thing. Wills has seen a lot of great things in his lifetime.
Right.
He said that's not one of them. I think people are just being cruel, don't you?
Yes.
I mean, cruel.
Yeah, dial it back.
Oh, no, I didn't say that.
Right. Well, I know.
I didn't even imply that.
Oh,
it's too much fun.
Right.
Too much fun dialing in.
Right. And we're heading into a holiday weekend. Got to have some fun.
Nate Bauer next.
You're listening to News Radio 1070 WKOK Sunbury. You can hear us anywhere in the world with the Sunbury Broadcasting Corporation app.